This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host...
Miss Barrett on a bike.
Miss on a bike.
You all right?
How you doing?
I was wet today.
Were you?
Can I just say that weather isn't
what's
going on out there?
It's a bit odd, isn't it?
Yes.
It was a gorgeous weekend. It was
gorgeous.
Absolutely lovely. I got my head burnt and everything down
did
at
you?
Yeah, down at Port Lynn.
You're in the zoo, weren't you?
Yeah, no, we were dancing to Mr. Maker and all that nonsense.
Do you know what?
I was throwing shapes.
Oh, we met Mr. Maker in Nando's after the pantomime a couple of years ago. And there was a big group of us, about 20 of us. And Mr. Maker comes in and all the adults were screaming, Mr. Maker. All the kids were like, sit down. It was hilarious. He's great, isn't he?
Phil, yeah, I know Phil.
Of course you do.
No, I do. But let me explain, because he's a patron of my charity.
Oh, which one?
Kent Deaf Children's Society. And Phil's brilliant. He comes to all of our events and stuff like that. And he's really good. And of course the kids love it because he's Mr. Maker, really.
He is Mr. Maker.
Yeah.
He's not Phil.
Yeah, he's not Phil at all.
No.
And he was good yesterday. It was good. And I threw some shapes. Yeah.
Your, I think, congratulations is in order.
Well, what have I done?
You're looking really slim.
I've lost a bit of weight.
Yeah. You have? What are you doing?
Well, not eating.
It's the greatest thing.
Which is the greatest thing. That's the easiest thing, not eating.
I shouldn't really say that, but it's true. It's funny.
Yeah. I just am not eating anything.
And you're moving.
I have succumbed to some exercise, which is not good. It is not good for me at all. It's really...
Clearly it is.
No. It really isn't. Trust me on this. At my age, exercise is not a good thing.
That's nonsense.
But I've been swimming every day. To be honest, it's a financial thing more than anything.
What, you can't afford to eat anymore?
No. No, I got my renewal for the gym and I'd forgotten about it. And it says it runs out in 2 weeks and it's X amount of £1,000 to reapply. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to go every 10 minutes for the last 2 weeks, get my money's worth.
Right. Okay.
So I've been popping backwards because it's only opposite.
Directly opposite.
It's directly opposite my house. So I just pop over, swim a bit, come home, then go back, have a shower.
Hold on a minute. You've got a pool.
I know I've got a pool. Yeah. I've been in that as well.
So you go to the gym's pool.
Yeah. No. I went in my
pool. For the walk.
No, I went in my pool first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still a tad cold because the heater hasn't really got up to temperature yet.
It's much better for you for fat loss, though.
Yeah. So I do a few lengths in that, but it's not a really great pool. It's a big pool, but it's a little bit shallow at one end. So it's not great.
Well, you're horizontal.
Yeah. So anyway, so I do a few in there, and then I walk over to the gym and I use their pool and their hydrotherapy pool and stuff like that.
Excellent.
And then I come home.
It isn't easy.
Yeah.
And you're looking good.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
What do you know this week?
Not a lot. Everything's broken at the moment.
Why?
I don't know. Everything's broken. My fridge freezer's broken. My pool heater's not working too well. I've got a shower in the pool room. That blew up.
Mm-hmm.
It burst.
Yep.
What else? Something else stopped working. Can't remember.
Interesting.
Don't know why. So it was technology explosion week last week.
I've got something to tell you.
Mm.
I'm going to be employing somebody.
You're going to do what?
Yeah. I tell what I do. Yeah, I'm going to be an employing somebody.
Are you?
I am, yes.
Well, like a cleaner or a gardener or something.
Yes, please. I've got one of those at home. It's called a son.
Yeah, exactly. And it works, does it?
He's got to, else he's out. So, yeah.
I tried that and both mine left.
That's what I'm hoping anyway. Really be mean.
So I'm going to employ
somebody to come on board with Bird and a Bike.
Cool.
Doing EA what? Type of thing, executive assistant-y type of coming on board with me.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know. It's really exciting. So,
so are you interviewing at the moment?
No, I am literally just starting to put together who you want for the future of the company, to employ now. So I think it's really exciting to know that, right, that's what I'm doing. Mm. This is where I'm going. Big different direction coming for Bird and a Bike in a great way.
Right.
So I need help.
Fantastic.
Which is a great thing to do.
And I'm sure during the rest of the show at some point you're going to tell us about Release Your Brilliance.
Oh my God, yes, mm-hmm. I am. That is just flying.
Mm-hmm.
Just proves you must start something so that it starts the engine of something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be prepared to lose at the beginning because we didn't make any money. But now I tell you what, it has got this energy like never before.
What? I'm going to have a mini rant, okay? So everybody can go and make coffee or something. I'm going to have a mini rant. One of the things we suffer from in society here in this country at the moment is instantaneism. Yeah, people want everything straight away, and they want it now. I saw a really good joke the other day, which really made me laugh. Somebody just posted, I think it was a joke, they posted, my millennial son has decided that he's going to get an intern job. So currently he's looking for a role as CEO of a kind of mid-sized company.
It's so true.
Yeah, it's true,
isn't it?
It's
so true.
Yeah.
So true. It's really funny, though, that you say that. There's a great podcast. Have you heard of Steve Bartlett? Steve Bartlett runs an amazing social media company in this country. He's got five offices around the world, just moved to New York. Yeah. He's got a great podcast. If ever you want to hear the truth about being a CEO and not this fantasy of, oh, my God, we earn so much money and it's amazing. You know, he does his podcast at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's massive, you know, and he openly says, you know, I'm exhausted. This is type, I've got no marriage. I've got no relationship. Da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, let's hear the truth about what it is. You know, for example, I was working yesterday afternoon. I was working yesterday morning. I was working Sunday evening. And I'm not, woe is me. That's what you got to do. I'm up at 5:10 to 5 this morning.
It is, isn't it?
I'm telling you, Mr. Andrews, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So this
I've
is
I've got
what,
10 companies. Yeah.
I'm using two pools.
Yeah. That's what did for my laptop.
Yeah.
I had it on in the pool.
Yeah, but anyway. It's true though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to action stuff and people don't action. So action, anything.
But your starting point was, for me, was the apposite thing that you were saying though, Bird, is that... you know, you've got to start something and you've got to persevere with it and you've got to, you can't expect it to work straight away. You've got to work at it. You've got to keep going. And it will work eventually if you keep going at it.
Yeah. Consistency.
Yeah. And, you know, some people say, well, what if it's completely wrong? But then, yeah, but you should have enough acuity to modify things as you go along.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you do is you learn by experience. So you start with something and it's not quite right, so you modify it a little bit or you tinker with it around the edges or you change it a little bit and you get feedback and then you do it some more and then eventually you end up with something that's radically different to what you intended to start with, but it eventually works.
But you need a tangible product. It's like my apparel, isn't it? You know, I've got it now and it's like, but now I've got it and I want to celebrate it, but I also want to critique it and just make it grow a little bit different and, oh, I'd have that bit bigger or that different in.
Yeah, but you need to make it grow so I can get into it.
Or make you smaller.
True.
Which you're doing now.
Yeah, but you can make
that
small.
And the stripes make you look amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lycra and me don't get on.
Well, I think I'll bring it in. I'll bring Stevens in and we'll squeeze you into that.
He wouldn't be happy with that, would he?
No, his and hers. We could do a his and her show.
Yeah, we could.
I'll be in mine, you be in his. Anyway.
Nice one. Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsor, the lovely folks at Kent Creative. You can follow them on the Twitter at Kent Creative Arts. And Natalie and the team there are heavily involved in promoting the creative industries in Kent. And they are doing a lot of work helping businesses to gain marketing advantage through sponsorship deals in the creative industries. Really interesting concept. One of the things I like about it is so many organisations, charities and all kinds of other organizations, not for profits, will come to you as a business and ask you to sponsor something. What they actually mean is, can you give us some money for nothing, basically, and we'll mention your name somewhere. Now, the problem with that is that it's just philanthropic and you can only throw so much money away, you know, before it starts to hurt your bottom line. Whereas Kent Creative's approach is to say, this is a business proposition. And this is a marketing proposition, and this is what you're going to get for, as a return on your investment in sponsoring this. And I like that because that's what we need. That's what makes it really doable. And as we go through the show today, we've got two or three other things going on corporate social responsibility and stuff like that. So we'll talk about that. Because,
well, I'll talk about it as well, how we're doing very similar something to Release Your Brilliance as well, and how it's really important. Mm. And I'll give you some feedback about how sponsors are reacting to it.
Yeah, because there's another side to this as well, of course. A lot of people that put money into things don't actually do anything themselves either. You know, so a company will go, here's £1,000. And they go, didn't get much out of that. You go, did you mention it to anyone?
Yeah.
No. So that's probably why. So it's a two-way street. I'm not having to go at anyone in particular. It's a two-way street. And that's the beauty.
Are you sure you're not? I like rant.
No, actually, I'm having to go at everyone, basically.
Excellent.
That's what I get. Yeah.
Let's just round it up.
Come the revolution.
All of you.
Yeah. No, that's one of the things I like about what Natalie and the team are doing at Kent Creative, is they're working with people on both sides of that to get the maximum advantage out of the spend on money and to generate more interest in the creative industries. What a lot of people don't realise is, you know, because when people think about creative industries, they think about art and stuff like that, and they think it's just something that has no intrinsic market value. You know, it's all just philanthropic stuff. But the creative industries are worth just over $80 billion a year to GDP of the UK, and growing at a fast rate, because a lot of the new digital stuff is all creative, you know, if you think about it, in graphics and stuff. So, yeah. So, cool. So, big thank you to Kent Creative for supporting today's show. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses out there in the southeast of England. You can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035. That's Ashford, 01233 220035. Nobody ever calls anymore.
Please call.
Yeah.
It was only me who ever called anyway.
Yeah, probably.
And I'm sat next to you.
Yeah, exactly. But there's no reason to call, because most people tweet, and they can tweet me at VanillaWeb, and if you use the hashtag BeBunker, we'll actually find it probably.
Mr. Andrews, how many have we got today? Because it's gone mad out there.
Yeah, yeah, no, there's over a trillion.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll count it. No, I counted them. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Nearly a trillion, anyway. I lost count about.
It is busy though.
1,873 billion. I kind of got deflected, but yeah. But it's gone crazy, yeah, because, you know, they've had a whole weekend to think about it. Shall we start off with a tweet?
Let's do it.
Let's do a tweet. Just as I said that, my screen went blank.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, I've got one from Nicola Coppen, who was on here the other week.
Okay, go for it.
She said, please, could you do a shout-out for at Street Soccer CIC, if you haven't asked already. I've signed up to do their hashtag Street Soccer Sleepout. And not only is it a unique event, it's crowdfunding for the 2018-2019 season. Thank you, Vanilla Web, Bird on a Bike. She didn't put me in there. Business Bunker. Keith Maps. So, here's the thing. What did I do when I first read this? I haven't heard about this. Have you?
I heard one thing about it, and then...
So, Keith Mabbitt, get on the blower, get on the phone to us. I've messaged you a really gentle message, which went on the lines of,
get here.
Yeah. What's this all about? So, there you go. So, it's a Street Soccer Sleepout. We want to know more about this.
Yeah.
What do we do? Do we sleep out? What do we do?
Well, I think that's what it's all about, yeah. I think...
Where? Under a tent? What, under the clouds? I would imagine.
I'm just guessing because I don't know the ins and outs of it. I guess it's an empathetic thing in support of the homeless.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess you sleep under some newspaper, to be honest.
All together?
Yeah, in a cardboard box.
Yeah, it's different.
And experience what it's like for one night to be homeless, I guess.
Yeah. It makes you want to help, and it makes you, you know, you get excited, and you're like, it's not exciting. It's awful for people who are there all the time.
Yeah.
One night to all come together, I love it. Yeah,
I mean, I think I think it gives you a little bit of a flavour of what it's like. I think, you know, people that do it find it fun and exciting because it's only one night and they don't have to, you know, they're not living like that all the time. So it's not exactly the same, is it? But hey, if it raises awareness of an issue that's a big issue for us as a society, then we need to raise that issue.
Exactly. Got your screen back?
Yeah. While we're talking about football and charities and stuff like that, I've had a tweet from Me Now. And they say, Business Bunker, hello, Paul. Could you please give a shout out to Tankerton Football Club Charity Golf Day on the 8th of June? There's only a couple of places left for golf, and there is a dinner in the evening with some amazing auction items. You can find more info at their website, which is tankertonfc.com. Now, I know the folks at Tankerton FC because they also run the Deaf Kids football team, and as you know, I'm the president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, and they do a lot of work with football with the deaf community, so they're raising money for those charitable events. That's what they're doing. It's not just for, you know, buying new balls or something, so it's a really worthwhile cause. Please do support them. They're looking for golfers. They still need a few golfers to take part in the golf tournament, and they're also looking for more people to come to the charity dinner in the evening. So tankertonfc.com, find out all about it.
Cool. Business Diaries. Hello, Business Bunker and Vanilla Web. Can we ask for a stonking shout-out, please, for our June storytelling? Is at 6:45 on June the 7th. We're looking for a lovely audience to come and hear the amazing business stories that our storytellers will be sharing. So book on at Eventbrite. We love them, don't we?
Mm.
You've been to every one.
I've been to every single one.
And nearly spoke at everyone.
And no, I've only spoken at two. Mm-hmm. They're brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. It's a completely different way of networking. And the stories are, whilst they're business related, they're not sales stories or they're not my journey as a business. They are funny things, sad things, horrible things, nice things, things that have happened to people during the course of their life, based around, clustered around a theme, which Lisa normally sets at the start of the program. So the five speakers of an evening all have a similar theme that they're talking about, but they're relating a story, and it's storytelling. And storytelling is one of those fantastic things, and it's a skill that we kind of lost over the years because it used to be a big, big thing. And the thing I absolutely love about Business Diaries is it's bringing back the art of storytelling. Yeah. And I mean, I've been to all of them, as you say. There's been five or so now. I've been to every single one of them. Some of them made me cry. Some of them made me laugh hysterically. Bird made me do both at the same time.
He didn't, did he?
So, you know, there's a whole range of emotions that you experience by listening to them. Fantastic. Go. Just go to it.
Yeah.
It's at the Innovation Centre in Midway.
And also as well, do you know what I love? I love Business Diaries. I love Lisa Settle. Do you know what she's done? No. She really supports businesses, women in business, and she's bought a Release Your Brilliance ticket, and she's gifted it because she can't be there. And we said to Business Diaries, look, come and be part of this women empowerment event. She went, I can't. I'm in America. I'm like, this woman's always away.
Yeah.
Lisa, you're always away. We love you. So she's bought a ticket for somebody and gifted it. And I just think that is what business, that's the power of business. And that's what we should all be doing as a collaboration.
Interestingly, on the Biz Radio website, we've got a blog called The Power of Small Business by Fran. Fran B Global is I'm trying to think of her Twitter handle. Fran B Global. And the blog is exactly about that. Yeah. It's about corporate social responsibility, but it's about small businesses with corporate social responsibility and not realizing how powerful they are in that. Here's another rank coming. Because, you know, big corporates tend to view it as a thing they have to tick off. Yeah. It's a corporate social responsibility department. Here's a few things. We'll dosh out some money. We'll make a bit of a song and dance about this and job done. Whereas small businesses tend to get involved in things because they believe in whatever it is. Classic example of people like Denise Wilton and Jackie from JJ Systems, with dementia and their dementia workshops and dementia in the workplace. They do it because they're absolutely passionate about the issues that they're talking about. So they don't see it as corporate responsibility. They don't see it as anything. They don't see it as charitable giving or anything else. They see it as something they want to do because they want to do it. And the blog is about how powerful that is when small business owners get involved in things. And they do. Mm. They do get involved in things. So great stuff. And talking of which, I've got a tweet from Four Roles, Four Goals.
Yeah.
And says, hi, Vanilla Web. Please could you mention the new Business Bunker blog and how there is a difference between charity and corporate social responsibility? We've got a bit of a theme going here, haven't we? Four Roles, Four Goals, junior press team, promotes business and high values. We do that for them. Basically, Four Roles, Four Goals is a new organisation. It's a not-for-profit organisation. And what they do is they take young people and they get organisations to sponsor them, i.e. the corporate social responsibility bit. And the team of young people go to a sporting event. They've been to football at Dartford. They've been to the British Superbikes. And the next event is the county cricket at Beckenham. And what those young team do when they get to the sporting event is they do all the roles that you would do if you were a press team covering a sporting event. So they interview people. They write reports. They take films. They do audio interviews. They do a whole heap of things around that sporting event. It's a fabulous thing because, one, the young people get a load of experience in doing stuff, and they do stuff that's interesting. So there's a huge queue of young people wanting to do it, obviously. There's corporate social responsibility and support for the community clustered around that, so you get a lot of exposure for that. And of course, people are learning skills. They're learning very important communication skills. So do give them a follow on the Twitter, number 4 roles, number 4 goals, 4 roles, 4 goals. And also check out the blogs on the Kent Business Radio website under the blog tab. There's a couple of blogs there.
Love it. Black Deer. You going?
I am.
It looks so good.
I am definitely going.
Do you know what? The more I read this...
It's brilliant.
The better it looks.
Oh, it's brilliant.
So this is June the 22nd to the 24th. Mm. Blackdeerfestival.com. You've got camping. You've got custom motorcycles, artisans and makers of kids' adventures and activities, creative workshops and talks. This is why you're going, isn't it? Smokehouse cooking and a barbecue.
Barbecue lessons. Absolutely.
Lessons?
Yeah, yeah. They're doing barbecue competitions, barbecue lessons, cooking in a smokehouse, all kinds of stuff. And it's a rock concert.
Now, who else is there? Go on, tell us.
The headline acts are Kiefer Sullivan, Sam Palladio, and I can't remember her first name, Glenn Campbell's daughter.
Ashley Campbell.
Ashley Campbell.
So we've got loads of them.
There's loads of people.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you need to get there. It's Edridge Park in Kent, and that's the 22nd to the 24th of June.
Yeah. I'm going. I've got my tickets.
Are you
ready.
Camping?
No, because I'm only going on the Sunday. So I'm not
is
camping
that
or camping.
Right? Is that no, right?
But, you know,
I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know.
Kids and all that.
They can go.
Yeah, I know, but they 3 days is a bit much, isn't it?
You won't be able to use your gym membership, or will it be done by then?
Exactly. No, exactly. I'll be
two
missing
two swimming
out.
Pools. Yeah, God, yeah. Who knows? Start social media in a box. A strategy, workbook, planner and videos. It was £149. It's reduced to £99. So are you looking to increase your success with your social media activities? Would you like to put together your social media strategy and be more organised over the next year with content, ideas, campaigns and engagement? I've seen them. Have you seen one? I've, like, had my hands on it and in it and everything. It's awesome.
Cool.
Have you?
No.
No way. You'll be able to on Friday, won't you?
I will.
Exactly. So, purchase your copy. Now you need to go to zcsocialmedia.com.
Sweet. Do you know
why
what?
Were you laying back? Like, you were just laying back?
Well,
like,
because I'm about to press the button.
No way.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to press the button. I'm going to press the button on Cheesy Tunage.
Should I get it? It better be bike related. It should be with me and Stuart here.
Of course.
Thank you.
That's all right. My pleasure.
To the
a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Phoenix Analysts Limited. Business consultants commissioning, procurement and quality assurance services. Helping you to get the most out of your business. Check our website for more details. PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the stonkingly gorgeous...
A very excited bird on a bike.
Yeah.
I'm just talking to Stuart about gears and everything. It's very exciting.
You were handlebars, saddles, it was all going
you
down.
You told me off for talking to him. I was like,
I said, shut it, bird. I don't need to know this. We're going to ask him all again in the second half of the show.
But you're not going to go technical, are you?
I might.
I
might have a brainstorm and go, has it got gerallias or something? Is that technical?
I'm impressed. Well done, you. Good boy.
When I was a kid, I used to make my own bikes, you know, out of bits. You know, you go up the dump and you get a couple of buckle wheels and straighten them out and an old frame and all that kind of stuff and put ape hangers on it and what have you. And I had a fixed wheel bike that used to throw me over the handlebars every 10 minutes and that kind of stuff.
I love it. Do you know what I love most of all is I can change a tyre quicker than my kids. They'll go, Mum, I can't, I don't know how to change a tyre. And you're just like, and they're like, oh my God. It's very funny. So I can't wait.
Right. We've got a guest we're going to talk to in a moment, Josephine. I've got a few more tweets coming. I've got an interesting tweet here from Venom Tech. Yeah. And they say, hello, Business Bunker. Hello, Vanilla Web. Hello, Bird. We'd love a shout out on the show today, please. Did you know the first ever antihypertensive, that's high blood pressure, drug, Captopril, came from the Fer de Lance snake venom?
No, we didn't, Steve.
Well, funnily enough, you were only telling me that the other day, weren't you? Oh, no, you weren't.
No, I wasn't. I wouldn't.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It's very interesting.
And there's a picture of it. It looks a mean thing as well.
It does.
I wouldn't fancy that. I mean, you know, do they walk up to it and let you bite it or whatever? No. I think. Anyway, thank you for that, Steve. So that's the venom of the day. And that is...
Does he do a venom of the day? He should do that, shouldn't he?
When Jules was on, he was doing a venom of the week. He was.
I love it.
And he'd send all kinds of pictures of scorpions and snakes and stuff. But
Steve, send us another one.
This is a Fer de Lance snake, and I've not heard of that before. It looks a mean thing.
Do you know your snakes?
Not particularly. I've had snakes in my garden.
What, an adder or something?
I've had grass snakes and a slow worm.
Mm-hmm.
And I once had an adder, yeah. But it got in my swimming pool and it didn't last long. In fact, there was a frog in the swimming pool.
It was too cold.
There was a frog in the swimming pool yesterday.
I picked a frog up yesterday, you know.
And I said, Natalie, out of my pool. No, I didn't.
You can't say that.
No, I can't say that, can I?
No, you can't say that. No. I picked a frog up yesterday, funny enough. I was at my client's. They had a swimming pool and they went, oh, my God, I went, it's a frog. Mm. You know, it's amazing. I'll pick up anything, me.
Was it still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, mine wasn't.
Huh. You should heat your pool a bit more for
it. No, it's the chlorine, isn't it? It's the chlorine. They don't survive 10 minutes in the chlorine.
No, neither does anything else or us.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Anyway, so I'll tell you what, you can do one more thing and then we're going to talk to Josephine.
Okay, so we've got Kane and Beer 2018 Curry and Beer Night. This used to go on all the time, didn't it? Thursday the 31st of May, 18:30 at Kusturi Restaurant in Hayes. We're kicking off 2018 with a curry and beer evening at 6:30 on Thursday the 31st of May. And that's in Bromley, Kusturi Restaurant, a relaxed, informal way of networking for a reasonable cost of £25, entitling you to a free drink, starter, main of your choice, breads and rice. I think that's cool. Info at Kane, which is C-A-I-N, and beer.co.uk. Great way.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Peak Reflection, who are a new listener, and they say, Vanilla Web, we'd love a shout out on this afternoon's show, please, Paul. We're called Peak Reflection, and we're Leon C in Essex, based commercial, industrial, and residential pure water window cleaning company. And we can be contacted on 01702 876 820, or you can email them at quote at peakreflection.co.uk. There you go. Consider yourself shouted out.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you know what?
I'm excited now.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
It's time for our first guest.
Yes.
It's time for some decorum and common sense and intelligence and all kinds of things.
Are you ready, Josephine?
Yeah. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time the lovely Josephine McCartney of the Kent Community Foundation. Josephine, welcome.
Thank you.
I need to apologise first because in the lead up to the show, when I first started tweeting out, I've come across somebody with the same name but based in the US. And without looking, I nicked their logo and everything and started tweeting it out, and only to find that it was the wrong organisation. So sorry about that.
That's
all right. So why don't you kick off, Josephine, by telling us a little bit about your organisation, what it is that they do, and why you do it, really.
Okay. So we are Kent Community Foundation, and what we do is we help companies to strengthen their connections with their local communities, and we cover Kent and Medway, so the whole of the county. We've been going since 2001.
Okay.
And in that time, we have given out £30 million
wow.
in grants
wow.
To organisations right across
so
the county.
Where do you get your money from to do that?
So our job really is to connect people who care. So whether you're an owner of a business or you're a private family or you're a trust and foundation, we connect those people with the people who need help in the local community, and people pay us to do that and provide that service.
Okay, so basically you've got philanthropists, charitable trusts,
absolutely.
Family trusts, those kind of things.
Yeah,
bequests, presumably, as well.
Yeah.
And you, as an organisation, facilitate that.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And companies, too.
Okay. So basically, organisations that want to give something back to the community in some way will get your assistance to do that.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah, okay, get it? Oh, I like that. Okay. So, because it's a funny thing, isn't it? Because without being funny, as a business person, I get inundated. I probably get two or three requests a week from different charities for money, basically, but, you know, to cut to the chase. They don't always put it like that. But and the difficulty is that you like to help people, but you've got no way of knowing who you're helping. You don't know what you're actually paying for, if you see what I mean. You don't know how legitimate an organisation is, really. You know, they come along and they sound legitimate, but are they? Who knows? So I guess the role for an organisation like you is important from that point of view, especially if people are giving large sums of money. They want to know where it's going, and presumably they expect you to do some due diligence on where it's going.
Absolutely. There's two reasons why people use our service. The first one is that so they want to be able to give with confidence and know that wherever the money is going, that it will be going to the organisation that they think it's going to, that it's going to be used for the service they expect it to be used for, and that they can actually see the impact of it. So, you know, all the recent press, because charities, I think, go through stages of good press, bad press. And especially with all of the safeguarding issues at the moment with Oxfam and Save the Children. And so a lot of the national charities are really struggling with that challenge of ensuring that people feel confident that if they give them money, that that organisation is going to use it effectively.
Absolutely.
There's not going to be any risk to their reputation, especially if you're a company and you have an association and a large association with a charity. You need to be confident that that charity has a reputation that you can trust.
Absolutely. I'm not going to name names, and I'm not asking you to comment on this, but many years ago, I used to work as a management consultant, and I was hired by a very well-known big charity. And I was mortified when I got there and found that they actually didn't do what everybody thought they did, yeah, which is what they were famous for. They didn't actually do it. And I said to the chief executive, well, what do you actually do? He said, well, nowadays we kind of signpost people to things, and we've gone, well, really? So you don't actually spend any money on the thing that you claim you do in all your posters and all the rest of it? Well, yeah, kind of we do. No, you don't. So that kind of thing does happen. Absolutely. Now, doesn't it? And also, one of the trends I've seen, and I don't know if you've got a feeling for this, Josephine, is a lot of people now are thinking some of these big charities are big corporate multi-million pound businesses with, you know, very highly paid chief execs and all the rest of it. I'd much rather give my money to a smaller local charity that I can actually see the benefit of that money. I don't know if you've seen a trend like that at all.
Well, that's why community foundations exist.
Yeah.
So the second reason why people give through Kent Community Foundation is because the majority of the organisations we fund are small grassroots. Mm. So they may be run entirely by volunteers.
Yeah.
They may have one part-time member of staff.
Yeah.
They don't have a marketing person or a professional fundraiser.
Yeah.
And so our job is to find those organisations, and that's what we do very well, and we understand the sector, and then help raise their profile as well. So people come to us because you couldn't necessarily go onto Google and search for who are the local charities in my area. You can't find them. They don't
exist. Exactly. They don't have any presence.
They don't have any profiles. So, so our job is to find those organisations. And the reason why people come to us is because they don't want to give nationally. Sometimes they still do, or internationally.
Yeah.
And we are just part of their giving. So we're part of their philanthropy. It's not just about we're fed up with the nationals. We want to give local now. They're probably still doing that to some extent, especially if you're interested in medical research.
Sure, yeah.
Or sort of fighting disease. They'll still carry on doing that, but they'll come to us because they want to give to an organisation that's local to their town, their village, their area.
Yep.
And they'll come to us because they have no idea where to start. And actually, that's the most common reason why people come to our community.
Absolutely. And that's a good and valid reason. And you gave a complete and total example of a charity like mine, the Kent Deaf Children's Society. We have a total budget per year of 15 grand. That's our total income. So no, we don't have any staff. No, we don't have any marketing. No, we don't have anything. So you're absolutely right. You know, and there's no reason why anybody out there would ever have heard of us or know of us, because we've got no presence, apart from the people that we work with. I love the fact that you're doing that, and that's what you do. And I'm astounded, actually, by the amount of money that you've managed to handle over the period of 17 years. Is that 30 million over 17 years?
Yeah.
That's a huge amount of money for what is a regional organisation.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the thing is, we're a regional organisation, but we're part of a network of 46 community foundations across the country.
Yeah.
And the reason why you were tweeting the wrong link is because the idea came from America.
Right.
So American community foundations existed first, and then
I knew that. I started.
That's exactly it. So you were just going back to its roots, and that's
exactly
good.
That's exactly
thing.
It. Yeah.
So that's where it started, and then came here. So, you know, collectively, it's billions that we give away.
Right.
And we are a professional grant making organisation.
Right.
That's at the heart. That's what we are. So we provide philanthropy services to individuals and companies and other trusts and foundations, as you said. But ultimately, we're about getting money out to the people who need it the most, and the ones that we know that will make the biggest impact.
Absolutely,
and that's our core business. That's exactly what we're all about.
Cool.
So,
do you ever work with those small charities in terms of helping them, you know, with their fundraising or their profile or whatever?
So last year we gave out 515 grants to the value of £2.5 million.
Right.
So our job, and in order for us to retain our integrity and our transparency and our fairness as grant makers, is not to get too involved in the detail of the organisations that we support, because that wouldn't be fair to everyone else. So, but what we do and what is really important is support those organisations with help with their applications, because it's really important if you don't have a professional fundraiser that you get the right information down in that application form, because you're not just applying to us, you're applying to 20, 30 potentially other organisations, and maybe London-based as well, people like Comrade Relief, Big Lottery Fund, you might be doing that sort of thing. So our job is to help you make the best possible application that you can, being clear about your impact, being clear about what you do, who your beneficiaries are, exactly the service you deliver, and actually being able to articulate who your organisation is. That's what we help people to do, so that they can then go on and get funding from other people as well.
That's fantastic. I want to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. You might not even know the answer to this, or you might go, oh, don't go down that route. So I won't be offended if you go, But it's something that a few people have asked me to clarify, which is the whole thing about gift aid. Because a lot of people suddenly get confused, because I've seen a couple of posts going, you shouldn't do gift aid, you know, it ruins your tax position. Really? And so two or three people have said to me recently, oh, I'm not doing that gift aid anymore. Can you explain basically how gift aid works?
So if you're a, taxpayer in the UK and you're making an individual donation, if you complete a gift aid form, then we can claim 25% of your gift. So for £100,000 donation, which would be the types of levels of donations that we might receive, we would claim £25,000 back on that.
Right.
But it is part of your tax relief, so you so you have to actually have that conversation with your accountant, because it can affect your capital gains tax.
Right, okay.
So you do have to have that conversation. And the thing for us with a lot of our donors, in the main, if you're giving at a lower level, so you're giving £100, £1,000, absolutely do your gift aid form, because that means that we can claim that additional 25% from the government. But if you're a high-paying taxpayer, then always check with your accountant, is what I would always say. But it's never a bad thing to do gift aid.
You've just got to manage it.
You've just got to manage it.
Absolutely. No, thank you for clarifying that. It's just, you know, I've never had any doubts about that, and I've always done it. And it's just, I just saw some people moaning about it the other day, and I did do some basic checks, and I thought, no, I'm not really sure why you're moaning about that. Cool. Okay. So you're based in Kent, obviously. And do you focus entirely on organisations in Kent? Is that your remit?
Yeah, so we're geography bound.
Right.
So we are Kent and Medway.
Okay.
And the majority of the people who donate to us are from Kent and Medway. But one of the reasons why I wanted to come on today is because I wanted to talk about the corporate relationships we have.
Right.
And the way that you can support as a company. So as I said at the beginning, you know, we help companies to strengthen their connections with local communities. And what I mean by that is often we'll have conversations with companies whose staff are really keen to do fundraising activities and really keen to get involved, but they are more likely to give their money to a national charity rather than to a local community organisation. And so companies will come to us and they say, can you advise us and can you tell us who we could give our money to and who we could support? And so the thing for us is that it's really important that we provide them with as much information as possible about the impact of what they might do in the local community, which would be completely different if they donated nationally. Because they might get a letter of thanks, and they probably will get a letter of thanks.
Sure.
And I worked for a national organisation for a long time, so I can say that, being a director of fundraising previously, that you will get that kind of support. But actually understanding exactly what your money's been used for and the difference it's made is quite difficult if you're a national charity to do that for somebody who's donating £100 or £1,000.
But it's interesting, isn't it? Because as individuals, if we want to do some fundraising, you know, you see so many things now, you know, sponsored this and sponsored that. Most individuals tend to do it for big charities because it's such an easy thing to do, isn't it? You sign up on Just Giving or Virgin Money or something. Yeah. They're already registered through there, so the whole thing's really easy. You set up a donations page. You know, you shave your head or sit in a bath of baked beans or whatever it is you're going to do and raise money. But because the whole thing's easy, it tends to always go to the same charities.
Exactly.
So I love the fact that you're helping people to focus on smaller charities that don't have the impact, they don't have the presence to even do things like that and to get your support. But without being rude to anybody, most people raise a few hundred pounds to a few thousand pounds, mm-hmm. that kind of money will have a far greater impact for a small local charity than it would for a massive corporate national charity.
Well, that's right. And I think the thing is, if you're a small business, so I was looking at the stats, so 59,000 companies in Kent, 89% of those are micro.
Yeah.
So either, you know, sole traders or a small business, so under five employees. You know, and so thinking about, you know, I could give £1,000 to the community, but I'm not quite sure what difference that would make.
Yeah.
And so we have corporate giving funds, and the whole point is they're pooled funds. So even a small organisation, so we have a Medway corporate giving fund. And so that's between 6 and 10 members, each one of those members giving between £1,000 and £2,500. And collectively, that's a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
And collectively, you make a huge difference. It's the, you know, it's the whole saying, isn't it? You know, together you're stronger than the sum of your parts.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so I always think for, you know, just because you're a small business doesn't mean to say that you can't actually make a real difference. You gave an example earlier. Somebody's really passionate about dementia. They provide that support. They do the right thing because they want to do it. They don't need someone like us. And if you know the organisation you want to help, absolutely, you really don't need us. But lots of people don't really know where to start. And
absolutely.
They don't know where to start.
Yeah.
And you're looking for a small organisation because you do only have £1,000 to donate, then donating it through us means that we'll make sure it goes to where the need is greatest, really.
Absolutely. No, well, that's cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
And I really like that. Because having been on the other side of it with my own charities that I'm involved in that are all small local charities, it is difficult, you know. I'm involved in a slightly larger local charity as well, and our running costs are huge for that. It's because it's a residential home.
Yeah.
And the charity has had to do less and less over the years because their money is used, that, you know, because prices go up all the time, and their income doesn't keep pace with what it costs to look after it. So they've gone from looking after 200 people to only 20 on the same budget, you know, and that's, it's so difficult. And those small amounts of money coming in, even, you know, small amounts, but you know what I mean? They're, you know, they're not millions, they're hundreds and thousands.
Yeah.
That kind of regular income makes such a difference to those local charities.
One of the things that you said earlier, and this is actually another really important point, is that our job is to find that support that's out there. So you were asking, do we provide all of that support? So we're a team of 13 in total.
Yeah.
So we don't have the resources to provide all of that additional sort of fundraising, marketing, comms, PR, accountancy, legal. So what we're doing is, and what I'm doing at the moment, so this is a shout out to all those listeners. So I want to create a directory of pro bono support.
Right.
And that means that if you are a small local organisation and you need a bit of advice on your governance, on your structure, on your business plan, on your marketing, or whatever that is, in your fundraising, that you can go to that directory and see who's willing to offer that advice for
free.
Because most of the time, these organisations don't have any money to
exactly.
buy that expertise
exactly.
in.
Yeah.
But there are a huge amount of philanthropists in Kent that people just don't know about, and loads of people who run their own businesses who actually have lots of expertise, and they would be willing to give someone a day of their time to just look over a plan or help them with their marketing or their fundraising, whatever that is. They definitely would be willing to do that. But again, they don't know where to start.
Exactly.
You know, like, I've got this expertise. I'd really like to do something to help my local community, but I don't actually know how to do that. Who do I contact? How do I find out where those opportunities are? And one of the services that we're going to be providing, because we recognise that support is needed, is marrying that expertise.
That's a fantastic idea.
With local organisations.
That's a fantastic idea. I love that. Because you're absolutely right. So many organisations don't know where to start. They just don't have the resources to do it. Even if they've got some ideas, they just can't, you know, how do you pull it off? You know, say it's like Kent Deaf Children's Society. We have one part-time member of staff, and the lady works 6 hours a week, you know, and we go, right, do everything and raise some money and do this and do all the admin and do everything. Well, I only work 6 hours a week, you know. So you're absolutely right. And I love that. Josephine, we could talk about this forever, but sadly we're kind of running out of time. If people want to find out more about the Kent Community Foundation and all the services you offer to both sides of that equation, to philanthropists and to charities, how do they do that?
So the best place to go is our website, which is kentcf.org.uk. And if you want to tweet It's at Kent Community.
Fantastic. The website link, which is now correct, is on the Kent Business Radio website. It will stay there forever. It will be there, linked to this show forever. It's on the homepage at the moment, but it will be under show 379 if you want to look at it in the future. So the link will always be there. Do follow them on the Twitter, at Kent Community, and do find out more about it. If you run a charity, and you want to find out more, if you run a small local charity and you want some help or guidance or some direction pointing, then do go to them and have a look. But more importantly, if you've got cash burning a hole in your pocket and you want to donate it to something really useful where you can see the benefits and the results of that, then you need to start talking to these lovely folks at Kent Community Foundation, because they will help you spend your money effectively. Cool.
Thank you.
Josephine, for the moment, thank you so much for that. Do stay with us for the rest of the show, but it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and we really love what you're doing. Keep on keeping on. Fantastic. We've got a few minutes before we join the newsroom, so we can do a couple more tweets and emails if you want.
Women in Business Networking Lunch is the 13th of June at Crown Lodge near Ashford. It's chaired by Emma Lydiard, and the speakers are Kubi Springer of She Build Brands and Jill Monk of All Health Matters. Now, these are two great speakers. Kubi used to be one, she used to run our show here. We've had her on as a guest. Gosh, that was years ago, wasn't it, Mr. Andrews? What,
it was.
2 years ago?
Yeah, at least,
yeah. And we just really loved what she did, didn't she? And we've had Jill Monk on about, 3 months ago. So go to www. Which means...
World Wide Web.
Kent Women in
or
Business.
Or Wibbly Wobbly Way.
Kent Women in Business. I thought he was going to miss it. I really did. I thought he's not even listening to me. KentWomenInBusiness.co.uk. Josephine, that's a great picture of you on Twitter that your company's just put up. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Go and have a look on there on our Twitter. It's great. So that's Kent Community Foundation. They've just put a great photo up of Josephine.
We're getting lots of feedback on Twitter about this as well, so that's fantastic. I'll just read one. It's so good to hear about how much more support and involved you can get with helping a local smaller charity. Very true in my experience, Josephine. And then they've re-put the link to your website, so that's cool. And we got two or three more of those. I've also had a tweet from another new listener, Maximum Media, Maximum_Media UK. Hi, VanillaWeb. Could you please give us a shout out? We have released a new episode of the Kent Business Podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Podbeam, with Spotify coming soon. We love the Business Bunker Show. Please keep up the great work. So I'm more than happy to mention that. Do give them a follow, Maximum_Media UK. Cool.
Get ready for this.
Go on.
I know you're going. I know I'm going. It's this Thursday. It's the 31st of May. It's
I'm definitely going.
In Detling.
Yep.
And it's in Kent Event Centre.
Yep.
And it's only the Venues and Events Expo that you're not chairing.
I am doing one of the seminars.
She told me you're not chairing.
No, I'm not chairing the event. I'm doing one of the seminars.
Amanda, is he chairing? Let me know. Anyway.
No, I was doing the silent seminar, but she binned me from that.
You can't keep silent if you try.
Exactly.
The first event of its kind in the Southeast, a one-day exhibition for event professionals, PAs, VAs, business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building, or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. And that is www.venuseventsexpo.co.uk. I'm there. You're there.
I'm there. Everyone's going to be there. It's fantastic. It's free to attend. There's,
how much is it?
It's free.
Excellent.
It's really worth going. It's at the County Showground at the Kent Events Centre. It's the first of its kind in the southeast of England. It's going to be really big. It's going to be really massive. There's more than 80 exhibitors there already. And there's loads of workshops going on.
And great speakers.
And there's a fantastic lineup of speakers. There's some great chairing going on.
Great chairing?
Chairing.
You're not chairing.
Oh.
You're not.
Oh,
she's
not?
Told me you're not.
She hasn't told me yet.
Is she not?
She hasn't sacked me yet.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I am chairing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think what I'm doing is actually stacking the chairs is actually what I'm doing.
Yeah, and me too.
Yeah, but it's going to be a great event, and there's something there for everyone. So if you're involved in the events or hospitality industry, or you want to be involved in the events or hospitality industry, you should be there. If you're involved in the networking industry, it's a great place to be because you can see loads of venues where where you can network. If you're involved as a PA or an executive assistant, or you book things, you book hotels or you book venues or anything, it's the place to be.
It's business.
Yeah, it is.
You need to be putting on events. You need to be supporting people. And that is where you need it all. You forget when you're organising these things, everything has got to be done. So this is great what Amanda's done.
Yeah. And there's more than 700 people booked to come already.
Is there?
Yeah.
I love that.
It's going to be a lot of activity there. Get there. It's going to be great. Thursday. This Thursday. See you there. I'm not cheering.
I'm not cheering either.
I was just going to walk around and say hello to everyone.
She told me to wear a nice dress.
Yeah, she said the same to me.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to be having a sweat pouring off us and everything. I might just take my bike. Can't we have one of your bikes, Stuart, and we can just go around the whole venue? That'd be great.
Oh, don't start that.
Like The Intern. Have you ever seen that film, The Intern?
Yeah, I have.
I could be her.
Yeah, you could.
On a bike.
You could.
I might take my... In fact, do you know what we're doing? We're going to... we've got a big... race this weekend in Tour of Cambridge, and Stephen's picking me up from there and we're going straight up to Cambridge, so I might take my bike and I'll bring my bike up there. That'd be all right, isn't it? Bird on a bike.
Absolutely.
I'm doing it.
Product placement.
She can't stop me.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now?
No.
We're going to swap over to the Channel Radio newsroom and we're going to have a news update. And then when we come back, we're going to talk more about bikes, I'm sure. And we're going to talk to another fabulous guest here on the Business Bunker Show. So do stay with us. We're going to cross over to the newsroom right now.
On the hour, Channel Radio news update.